Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, December the 10th. 2021, 18 minutes past the hour, and it's not hard to do the math. 15 days until the big Christmas holiday, 14 days until Christmas Eve, and how many days left in the year? 21. 21 days left in 2021. Hey, how about that? 21 days left in 2021. We have got a huge morning here on WWGH Radio. As many of you know, legendary performing artist Debbie Boone will be at the Marion Palace Theater on Sunday at 3 p.m. with her big holiday show. And this morning, we are going to give away two tickets to that particular show. Now, that's not all. We've given away tickets on this show before, but we're not only going to give you two tickets to the Debbie Boone show right over here at the Marion Palace Theater, just a couple blocks over from where we are. We are going to give you a free CD, a Debbie Boone CD, and a chance to meet and greet Debbie Boone and get your CD autographed and probably get a picture with her. All that we're going to give away this morning. Now, here's how we're going to do it. We have a little game devised this morning, so tell all your relatives and friends to get in on this. We are going to do this game all morning this morning, and then at 12:55, right before we go off the air this morning, we are going to draw the winner. And the winner will get two tickets to see Debbie Boone on Sunday at the Palace, her big Christmas show, again a free CD, and a chance to meet Debbie Boone. How about that? So we've got that going on this morning. I've also got to get caught up on my Geraldo journal. I've got to get caught up on my Christmas cards. We've got more Christmas cards coming in here. I've got to tell you about some baked goods that I have received here at the station and give a big thank you. And we've also got to talk about this fruitcake toss. This is going to be off the charts. You're not going to want to miss this, and we'll talk about that all morning this morning. So don't you dare turn your dial away from this station this morning from now until 1 p.m. this afternoon. So here's how we're going to start the morning. I had a chance yesterday to speak with Debbie Boone via telephone for about 15 minutes. So before we start giving away stuff, I want you to hear about the show that Debbie's going to do at the Marion Palace Theater on Sunday, and also hear a little bit about her career. So here's Debbie Boone on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
This is Scott Spears, and we are full bore into the holiday season, and coming up this Sunday, December 12th at 3 p.m. at the historic Marion Palace Theater right here in Marion, just up the road, there is going to be an event that is sure to get you into the Christmas holiday spirit. It is Debbie Boone's White Christmas live in concert. And of course, we all remember Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life, 1977, number one on the Billboard charts. She brings all of that and great Christmas tunes this coming Sunday, December 12th at 3 p.m. By the way, if you're interested in tickets, call as soon as possible, 740-383-2101. We're so proud and privileged for the first time to welcome to this program Debbie Boone. Debbie, how are you?
I am doing great. Thank you, Scott. Good to be here.
Debbie, it's Christmas time. What does this time of year mean to you?
Well, so many things, really. I love this time of year because it seems to be a time when most families are able to get together. I think that can be painful for some people when they can't be with their families or if they've had a loss or things like that. It can be a tough time for people. But mostly it's a time of hope and love and kind of forgetting all of the crazy things that get us upset all year and joining together to celebrate this time. And then, of course, my faith, having been raised in a Christian home my whole life, this is a big celebration of something that really means everything to me. Between that and the music and all of the lights and concerts and things, it's a beautiful time of year.
For people who come to the concert on Sunday, what can they expect?
Well, a little bit of something for everybody, I hope. Of course, it's my white Christmas, so it's definitely a Christmas show, and a lot of the musical arrangements and songs that I will be performing come from my mother-in-law, Rosemary Clooney's White Christmas Party show, because she left me all of her arrangements, and I did those shows with her for about 8 years. So it's also a time when I just feel so close to my mother-in-law, who I miss very much. So there'll be Christmas music. I'll be catching people up on my family, and I have some mixed media, so they'll be able to remember some things with my family and see the new members of my family. And then I'll also fill them in on a new show I'm working on to go out in 2022 and do a couple of the songs from that. So there'll be traditional Christmas carol songs, you know, that we're used to singing, and wonderful musicians. And I'm hoping that it will just be a very celebratory, festive afternoon.
Coming from a show business family, your father, of course, Pat Boone, and your mother-in-law, Rosemary Clooney, as you say, do you think that helped or hurt you going into the same arena?
Well, I think more than not, it was a help. First of all, I was, surrounded by music, and early on, my dad put us into his show. My sisters and I started singing in 4 and 5 part harmony with my mother from as far back as I can remember. So I had a lot of preparation in that way. And then between working with my dad and working with Rosemary, I think I was given the gift of seeing what it's like to really personally communicate with an audience, not just step on a stage and do a written out show, a big performance, but for me, I watched them, and it's important to me to feel like I'm having a conversation and that I'm really talking to real people who have been fans for a long time and having memories with them, and also telling them some things they might not know yet about things coming up. So that, when I go out after the show, which I always do to sign CDs, I feel like I've already been in conversation and we're just continuing out in front of the house while I'm signing CDs.
So after the show, people will get a chance to get a signed CD from you.
Yes. I love doing that because it connects me in an even more personal way, face-to-face and hand-to-hand, and we take pictures, and then I get a sense of whether my shows are really connecting in the way that I want them to, and if not, then I can make adjustments. But usually I have happy customers.
I can imagine so. Now, Debbie, you light up my life from 1977. Do you ever get tired of performing that?
I have gotten tired of it in the past, mostly after the first year of singing it everywhere I went and just singing that. But in time, it became clear to me that this song connects me to people's lives, and for many in very personal ways. And once I really became aware and grateful of the opportunity that song has brought to me to connect with people, now every time I sing it, I really, I'm first of all very grateful, but I palpably feel in each room where I sing that song, people going to a place in their personal lives that song holds a special memory for them, and there's this emotional connection that I get to have with those people, so that never gets old.
Will you be doing that song on Sunday?
You'll just have to come and find out.
That's a great teaser, absolutely. What does the song mean for you at this point in your life?
Well, it's taken on a lot of different meanings over the years. When I first heard the song, I knew that it was a love song written for a movie by the same name. And I listened to the lyrics, and it immediately impressed me that it could have a wide range of meaning, not just, you know, a romantic love interest, but a parent-child, you know, anybody who's special in your life and is meaningful and has been a light in your life. But even more so when I heard it, I thought, this really can sing and become a prayer for me. And so when I went into the studio in New York to record it, I never thought anybody would ask me who I was singing to. I never thought anybody would really hear it, to tell you the truth. I was an unknown at the time. But I did sing it as a prayer, because if you listen to the lyrics, it can really be, you know, that kind of intimate, you know, I feel alone, and now I never have to be alone again, and you are the light of my life. And so I sang it like that to God.
Mm. That's very interesting. Having a career that has spanned several decades now, what is this point in your career like? What would you say traveling and being on the road is like in 2021?
Well, there wasn't much of it in 2021 for me, certainly none of it in 2020. So I've never been so grateful that I still have the opportunity to come to different cities and connect with people in a musical way like this. Last weekend I was out and about doing these Christmas shows, and it just felt so good to be live and in person. The people that were in the theaters were happy to, for many of them, be in a theater for the first time since all of it shut down. And for me, you know, it was the very, you know, it really is just the beginning of getting back into live music. So there's a gratitude that I feel I will never, God willing, I hope I will never take for granted the privilege of being able to do these shows live with people. And I think we all feel like we've come through. I mean, we still have a ways to go, but we've come through so much together. It's just so great to be together sharing music right now.
At 3 o'clock on Sunday, when you were at the Palace Theater here in Marion, when you walk on that stage and you hear that crowd, what goes through your mind?
There's just a real excitement of, here we go. We're going to ride this wave together, because it really is collaborative. You know, if not for the audience, I could just go into a recording studio and give a performance. But there on the stage, you come out and you see faces, you feel an energy coming from them, they feel it coming from you. And it's something that's only this one time. This is happening here with just us, and there's something very special about that.
Is there ever a nervous feeling before you go on?
Every single time. Mm. I wondered if that would go away over the years. For me, it has not. You know, my dad is not a nervous performer. He is as relaxed as they come. He can come off a golf course and get to a theater, put on his tuxedo, and be ready to go. I need to be at the theater for a couple of hours getting centered and ready to go, and I always have a huge adrenaline rush when I walk out on that stage.
When you go out on the stage on Sunday and perform some of these great holiday numbers, is there one in particular that is special to you?
Well, there the two that come to mind for me, the first one I was going to say is, I love singing This Time of Year, Christmas Time is Here, from Charlie Brown's Christmas Special, because that is a special that has stood the test of time. I watched it with my family when I was a young child every year, and then started to do the same with my own kids, and they watched it every year, and now they're doing it with their kids. And so that connects the generations in such a simple, beautiful way. So I love that moment in the show. But I would have to say my favorite Christmas song, and maybe it's my favorite because I stood on the stage and listened to Rosemary Clooney sing it for so many years, is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I just think it's one of the most beautiful Christmas songs out there.
As far as Christmas music goes, what is your thinking? There's the religious side of Christmas, and then there is the side of Santa Claus and Christmas trees and things of that nature. Is it all able to meet in a show, in a performance?
I think so. I definitely think so. And it's, you know, that's not always the case at other times of year, but at Christmas time, I do think that they converge very beautifully together. And, you know, basically the Christmas season and the Christmas message is one of love. And Christmas songs, you know, joy, hope, love, these are all the themes, whether it's a secular Christmas song or whether, you know, it's a sacred or religious song. I feel like people that come who celebrate Hanukkah, you know, the festival of lights, and people that come as Christians, you know, light coming into the world, you know, through Jesus, we can all come with these things that are at the core of our values and our faith and celebrate together.
What is your wish for the Christmas of 2021?
I guess the strongest wish I have is that if we can come into a theater and connect over these songs, please let us be able to bring this into our whole lives together in this country, and to really be compassionate with each other, patient, and to be able to compromise and reunite our country and get past these divisions that have been so destructive in the past few years. That is my wish, is that we can really find a way to come together as we always have been able to, and realize we're all human beings who basically want the same things. We don't always have to have the exact, you know, same ideas about how to get there, but I think we can respect and love each other as we work towards them.
As a performer in life, 100 years from now, how would you like people to remember your body of work and what you did?
I think the compliment that I like the most is if somebody really feels like I'm speaking right to their hearts when I sing. You know, I would love to have been born with, you know, Mariah Carey's range, but I wasn't. But what I was given is a gift to communicate from my heart. And that's what I always want more than anything for my music to do, is be, you know, from my heart to yours.
Debbie Boone's White Christmas, Sunday, December 12th, this coming Sunday, 3 p.m. at the historic Marion Palace Theater. You don't want to miss this. It's a 3 p.m. start time. Call about tickets ASAP, 740-383-2101. That's 740-383-2101. There will be a meet and greet afterwards with Debbie. There will be CDs on sale, a great performance, and you'll have to go to see If You Light Up My Life is in the playlist. Debbie, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I hope you have a tremendous show on Sunday afternoon.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks so much for getting the word out.
Hey, and that's Debbie Boone here on WWGH Radio. We thank her. I spoke with Debbie yesterday via telephone, however you would like to say it. And sounds like the show on Sunday at the Palace at 3 p.m. is going to be a big one. Now, 37 minutes past the hour here, and as I say, this morning we have two passes to the Debbie Boone Show on Sunday, as well as a Debbie Boone CD and a chance to meet and greet with her after the show. Get your CD signed and get a picture with Debbie. That's the prize here this morning. And we will draw the winner of that prize at 12:55 this morning at the end of our morning, but we've got to get people registered to do that. And we're going to do this in kind of two fun ways, which I'm going to get to here in a second, but there's some other business I have to attend to before we get to the giveaway. Number one, I want to thank Steve Chafin, a local attorney here in town. Steve dropped off some Christmas cookies yesterday here at the station. This is really the first bit of Christmas food, I guess I should say, that we have had dropped off at the station. We tend to get a lot of that this time of year, but Steve dropped off some cookies. Now, I do have to say, I know what some of these cookies are. Well, there are two types of cookies here. Now, one are the cookies where they put a Hershey Kiss, if I can speak right this morning, a Hershey Kiss in the center of the cookie. There are two of those cookies. And then there are two, they look to be chocolate chip cookies, except they're green. I'm looking at them through a Ziploc bag right now. They are green chocolate chip cookies, which probably has something to do with the holiday. Green and red. So we have two green chocolate chip cookies and two of the cookies in which you drop a Hershey Kiss in the center. So I thank Steve Chafin for that. Now, we got two new Christmas cards here at the station, and I want to make sure I haven't even opened these yet. So I want to get through these here this morning before we get into the big ticket giveaway. Now, if I can get this open, we might get to the big ticket giveaway. Okay, oh, now this is a great, great card. Actually, I have not seen this card until just now. Throwback Christmas, remember. And the cover has a Lionel Trains box. It has Frosty Snow Spray. Oh, this is from Howdy Doody. It's got a picture of It's a Wonderful Life. It's got a picture of icicles. Bob Hope apparently sold icicles at one point. Oh, it's got a fruitcake. And there is an arrow drawn to the fruitcake on the front of this card, which I'm sure that's for me. It's got a nice Schwinn bicycle and a bottle of eggnog. But yeah, I'm sure the fruitcake is what this card is all about. Now, it's kind of interesting. Now, is it Bessie the cow who sells milk products? It's Bessie the cow selling eggnog. So that's kind of neat. And on the inside, it says WWGH staff, Merry Christmas and Happy Memories. Longtime listener, Ron and Linda Schaefer. And I remember Ron and Linda very well. Thank you both, the Schaefers. And I appreciate the creativity in sending a card with a fruitcake on it. And it looks like one of those Claxton fruitcakes. So there's also that. Okay, we've got another one here. Remember, there's still time to send your Christmas cards to us, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you put your return address in the card or on the envelope, we will get a card back to you. We'll read your card on the air and display your card here in the WWGH studios. Okay, let's get to this other card that came in. We've had quite a few cards come in this holiday season. Okay, let's open up this one. Oh, this is one of the homemade cards, you know, that people make. Oh, this one's all the way from Columbus. I love this. All right, it says, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Now, here is the great thing about this card. It's got a picture of our WWGH Christmas tree here in the studio. It's also got a picture of the WWGH official tree topper, which is a star made out of actual pizza dough, thanks to Bob Welsh. It's got a picture of the stuffing that went into the turkey pizza, the tur pizza. It's got a picture of the turkey when finished on the day before Thanksgiving. And it's got a picture of the head of Florence Harding made of pizza dough, which I still have in my refrigerator because I don't know how to preserve this thing. But let's read the back of the card. Don't let the tur pizza bite. Merry Christmas, Bob Welsh and family. Thank you, Bob, and thank Bob for all that he did throughout the year this year here. I mean, I have a beautiful plaque at home we did the signing of the pizza dough. He topped the Christmas tree. He got the Florence Harding pizza head here, as well as the Tur pizza prior to Thanksgiving. Bob just did a lot this year, and we can't thank him enough for that. So a Christmas card all the way from our listeners in Columbus. Thank you, Bob. All right. That will go on the wall as well here. Okay, that's our Christmas card bit this morning. Let's get in the Geraldo Journal here. Well, you know, we have not got any Christmas cards from Baltimore. Was it Baltimore? See, I don't even remember where the pinheads were from now. Was it the Baltimore pinheads? Or were they... Where were they from? I don't know. Haven't heard from them for a while. You think they check in during the holidays? Or maybe send a Christmas card. Okay, let's get to the Geraldo Journal, because we want to get to this big prize giveaway. I know everybody's amped up for that here this morning. Boy, oh boy, this is a thick, thick journal at this point. And again, we'll be glad to send this journal over to the Marion County Historical Society when we're done with it as an historic broadcasting document here in Marion. All right, let's get to our date here. 12/10/21, and of course, we still are did not hear from Geraldo. Now, as I said the other day, though, here is the Christmas plan. Now, we know he works at WTAM up in Cleveland. Now, we've had many people call there, so on and so forth. Maybe if we sent him a poinsettia and a Christmas card, this would sweeten the deal. Now, I don't know if anybody has done that or not, but, you know, to get from Marion to Cleveland probably would not be a big trick. So, this is how I think we might sweeten the pot with Geraldo here in the Christmas season. But as of December the 10th, did not hear from Geraldo. And as I say, we've had every major broadcast talent on this station, period. Sam Donaldson, Phil Donahue, Jerry Springer, Sally Jesse Raphael, Dick Cavett, and I'm sure there are people, Larry King, there are people I'm forgetting, Bob Barker, all kinds of them, and yet no Geraldo at this point. But that's all we're going to do with the Geraldo Journal today, because frankly, we've got too much on our plate to worry about that at this point. Okay, what else did we need to do? We did the cards, we did the cookies, we did the Geraldo Journal. Oh, Phyllis, our great baker out there, we learned earlier in the week that Phyllis took a fall and hurt her shoulder, and I know she was going to the doctor. I hope Phyllis is doing well, because those falls are no fun, especially at this time of year. So Phyllis, if you're out there listening, which I'm sure you are, get well, feel better, and I hope that shoulder is coming along. Now, I do want to let everybody know that we only have two tickets to this Debbie Boone show on Sunday. So when we do the drawing for the winner at 12:55, we're also going to give away some zoo tickets to some people who also participate. So there'll be other prizes this morning as well, because we do want to send people to the Columbus Zoo. Now, one more thing we have to touch on here before we get to the competition is the big fruitcake toss. Now, yesterday we had a lot of guests on the show, so we did not get a chance to run down the fruitcake toss list. But at this point, people confirmed for the big fruitcake toss: Sarah, Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, myself, Angie Evers, Judy Smith, Lily Smith, Glenn Coble, Mary Ellen Withrow, City Councilman Jason Schauber, former Mayor Kellogg, Devon Bauer, I think it is. Devon Bauer was entered, and Ted Williams entered himself yesterday. So that's where we are right now. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, has anybody told you that Santa Claus is going to Founders Park on Saturday?
No, Santa Claus is going to be in Founders Park.
That's the word on the street between 1 and 3.
Now, where did that word come from?
Well, my coworkers in the office.
You know, wouldn't it be good if somebody actually advertised this?
That's exactly what just like the laundry ministry. I wonder how many people are sitting at home with dirty britches and don't know they can go to either one of the Colonial Floyd laundromats between 11 and 2 tomorrow and wash and dry for free.
Yeah, well, it's very unfortunate. So let me write this down. So Santa is supposed to be in Founders Park, which is supposed to be a nice day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. They've got his workshop all set up over there.
Oh, really? From 1 to 3?
What I heard.
Who's in charge of PR for these things?
I don't know, but don't be mad at me, but I have to back out of the fruitcake talk.
Oh, my goodness. What happened?
Something came up. But you'll have plenty of contestants. I won't be missed, and I'm sure a good time will be had by all.
Well, I feel bad now because you trash-talked everybody.
Well, see, your fruitcake toss coincides with ladies' Bible study night at my church, and I just can't have that.
Well, I understand, but, you know, they wouldn't let you out just to come toss the fruitcake and then run over there?
It's from 5:30 to 7, so it's kind of like that's smack dab in the middle. I'll be with you in heart and spirit.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thanks, Sarah. Bye-bye. All right, well, now it looks like Sarah is out of the fruitcake toss. She was our first entry. All right, Sarah's out. Now, we got to look at this because we have said we wanted to get 15 people in the fruitcake toss. So right now, confirmed, we have Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, myself, Angie Evers, Judy Smith, Lily Smith, Glenn Coble, Mary Ellen Withrow, Jason Schauber, former Mayor Kellogg, Donovan Bauer, and Ted Williams. Ted Williams threw himself in yesterday. So, right now, confirmed, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So we do have 15 people confirmed. Now at one point, Mayor Schertzer was nominated, and so was Judge Edwards. But we don't know if they're going to be able to get into it or not. And also Kai Mead, at one point, city councilman, was nominated. But we have not heard if they're going to be able to participate. That's the important thing, that you're able to participate. Somebody had talked about nominating Sheriff Bales. I don't know if that ever happened. Or anybody else. Nominate yourself, nominate a family member, nominate anybody in the community, but you just have to make sure that they are going to show up. That is the important thing. Go ahead, caller. Are you there? Oh, we lost our caller. If that's you, give us a buzz back, 740-383-9944. And remember, the fruitcake toss will take place Tuesday, December the 14th, 6:30 p.m., right here at the studio, 523 South Prospect Street. And all there is to this is we're going to use a real fruitcake. And all you well, maybe the call's coming in again here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, remind me again, when is this fruitcake toss?
Fruitcake toss is Tuesday night, December the 14th, next Tuesday, from 6:15 until 7. We figure we can get everybody tossed by that point.
So, are you going to have a lot of light? Because it's going to be dark.
Well, the house puts off quite a bit of light, and also the street lights over here are pretty light. You know, when I come in to do the show tonight, I'll check out the light situation, and if we need to update it somewhat, we'll do that.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're throwing them fruitcakes out there in that lot next to the radio station, you're going to need some light.
You know, it really does not get that dark over here at night. I've been surprised about that. When I come over here, because of all the cars driving down the street and the houses being so close together and people having their Christmas decorations out, when we leave here, I mean, yes, it's dark outside, but as far as being, I mean, I can still see everything. I can still see the field. I can see the houses. I can see, you know, pretty well everything.
Okay. So, if I were to come over there and toss the fruitcake, and perchance say I should win the fruitcake toss, can I get you to confirm on the radio that you would eat a big slab of fruitcake?
Now, what do you consider a big slab?
Well, you know, a normal half-inch piece cut off of a fruitcake.
A half-inch piece?
Yeah.
half an inch.
I mean, I consider that a normal.
But this is only if you win, right?
Only if I win.
Only if you win.
And you have to confirm it on the radio so I have witnesses.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Because there's some strong competition in this, as near as I can tell. People are really getting competitive about this. Now, do you feel you're going to be a good fruitcake tosser?
Well, I used to play ball when I was a kid, so I can throw.
But remember, it's underhanded.
Well, that's okay. I know how to throw underhanded.
It's a toss. Okay. Well, I tell you what, I will do that. Only a half inch, though. So really, just one mouthful.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
I just want to see you eat it.
Well, but see, I don't know. Well, we'll see. I mean, but you've got to win. I'm not just doing it.
Yeah, well, that's the stipulation. I have to win.
You have to win. So it's not a done deal that I'll be doing this.
No, it's not a done deal. You're going to do it. I have to win.
All right. Well, I'm going to put you down then.
Okay.
And I guess we'll put you in Sarah's spot. So now we're back up to 16 people. But, you know, that's a lot of people confirmed. You know, you're up against 16 people here.
That's okay.
Okay. Well, that's the deal. So Scott is in.
The 14th at
6
o'clock.
14th at 6 o'clock. We'll probably toss them at 6:30, but we're going to broadcast it over the air starting at 6:15. So we'll do a little pregame interview with the, I guess it's 16 contestants right now. And then we will start tossing them at 6:30, and we'll have a winner by 7.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
thanks, Scott.
I got to go practice.
Okay. You bet. Start practicing.
I'm practicing.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
All right. Well, now we've got a stipulation in the fruitcake toss. Scott has entered the fruitcake toss. Now, remember this. Only if he wins will I eat one piece of fruitcake. And we're talking about one piece here. We're not talking about a whole fruitcake. That happened a few years ago for, I don't even remember why I did it, but somebody made a donation somewhere, so I ate a whole fruitcake. That was many, many moons ago. I think that was 2017 or 2018. Now, I'll never do that again, but I will eat one piece of fruitcake if Scott wins the fruitcake contest, tossing contest. But I'm telling you, there is some stiff competition here, and I don't think anybody's going to throw this fruitcake toss. Now, remember, if you do win, you will get a prize here from the studio, and you will also be the Fruitcake Chucker Champion 2021. Now, that's a title you will hold for a complete year. Now, we can still get people in. Does anybody else want to be in the fruitcake toss? It's Tuesday, December 14th, 6:30 p.m., right here at the station, 523 South Prospect Street. All you got to do is walk up and underhanded toss a fruitcake. The person who tosses the fruitcake the farthest or furthest, however you like to say it, will be the winner. You can nominate yourself. You can nominate somebody else. But you do have to be sure that they are going to participate in this, because if we don't have at least 15 people show up, we're calling the thing off. But right now, it looks like we have 15. We have Scott, Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, myself, Angie Evers, Judy Smith, Lily Smith, Glenn Coble, Mary Ellen Withrow, Jason Schauber, Mayor Kellogg, Donovan Bauer, and Ted Williams. Now, Mayor Schertzer and Judge Edwards, we still don't know about. Sheriff Bales, we don't know about. So if anybody has information, the people who nominated them, if they've heard anything back, Kai Mead was also a thought at one point. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, or anybody else in the community you would like to nominate, as long as they are willing to do it, Tuesday, December 14th, 6:30 p.m. here at the station. Now, we will be broadcasting this live that night. It's going to be something. Now, nobody has nominated Santa Claus either. Santa Claus is not in the fruitcake toss. No Santa Claus. And he might be here that night. Now, that's something I can't confirm, but I believe Santa Claus might be here for the fruitcake toss. That remains to be seen at this point, but we shall see what happens. So if you want to enter somebody in the fruitcake toss, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. And I'm sure we'll have spectators that night. Now remember, you will win a prize. It's not just that you will be the fruitcake chucker champion, you will also win a prize that night. And that's the way that story goes right now. People are getting competitive about this, though, as I said. Now, Adam was posting pictures last night on Facebook that he had been to the gym, and he was going to win this thing. And Ted Williams sent me a text yesterday that he is going to throw that fruitcake like nobody's business. And Ted Williams used to play baseball. So he's got a strong arm. We have also heard, well, Sarah was trash talking, but she's out of the competition now. But Scott now, he wants to win, and he used to play ball apparently, because he wants to see me eat the fruitcake, so I'm sure there's some competitive nature there. I would think that Pastor Craig, being a member of the station here, would want to win this competition. Jason Schauber, young guy, city councilman, representing for the city, I'm sure he would want to pull one out. And then you've got young Lily Smith, who I think is the youngest participant in this competition. I'm sure she wants to win and represent for the women in the competition, I'm sure. And what else do we... Oh, Glenn Coble's in this thing. Although Glenn doesn't seem to be very competitive. Although he tells us he was involved in sports, Glenn does not seem to be very competitive with this fruitcake toss. Not sure why, but just doesn't seem to be very competitive. Maybe it's the fear of losing. A lot of times when you have the fear of not winning, you do not put forth your best effort. But Glenn does want to beat Adam, I believe. We did hear that. So there's a little interstation turmoil at this point there, that Glenn does want to beat Adam, and I imagine that Pastor Craig would want to beat both Glenn and Adam, because that's a little interstation rivalry at this particular point. So it's going to be something. And then you got Ralph, who I believe is the only person on the list who previously has thrown a fruitcake. So I would have to give, if we were going to go to Las Vegas and talk to the odds makers, I would have to say the odds on favorite to win is Ralph, because he has done this before. He knows how to throw a fruitcake, so you got that factor in there. It's really going to be something. Plus, we don't know who's going to get nominated and put in this competition between now and then. So again, if you want to nominate somebody, or you know the status of anybody who's been nominated, Kai Mead, Mayor Schertzer, Judge Edwards, and Sheriff Bales are all question marks at this point, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. But as I said, there are other people in town who you could put in if you wanted to. I guess as long as they can be there Tuesday night, that's the caveat. We have three county commissioners, we have police chief, we have a prosecutor, we have Marion City School superintendent, we have other schools superintendents. All you got to do is call and make sure that they can show up Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Really, 6:15 is when you want to get here, a little before we start tossing them. We'll start to toss them at 6:30. But all the other city council members, it's men and women. Age is not a requirement here. So all kinds of stuff going on. Plus, a lot of heads of businesses here in town might be interested in doing this. Do you know any heads of business in town who you'd want to nominate? Or just anybody in town in general who you would want to nominate for the fruitcake toss? Well, it's going to be an event for sure. So you know what? We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back, talk some more, and start the competition to give away these Debbie Boone tickets, CD, and the big meet and greet for the show at the Palace Theater on Sunday at 3 p.m. Don't you go anywhere.
Hey, dash away all, end quote. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly,